great nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm really excited to have my friend Corey Sullivan back on. Corey hasn't been on for a few weeks, so maybe a few months or something like that. But he actually just took a camp trip. And today we have a conversation about how you can build momentum from a camp trip. How can you take that momentum that you're building, that spiritual high that a lot of these kids are on, these leaders are on, and take it and carry it over to the next season of your life, whether it's into the fall or summer or spring. Whenever that camp trip is, how can you use that as a springboard to build momentum in your ministry? We talk about that. I'm really excited about it because I think it's very applicable to all of us. No matter where you're at in your ministry, you can always take a camp trip and use that to springboard some excitement and momentum into your ministry. So we talk about how you do that. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Corey Sullivan. All right, with me right now is my friend Corey Sullivan. Corey, how are you?
Good, Tom, as always. Hey, I feel like we haven't podcasted together in a while. I'm missing you.
Well, we haven't podcasted in a while. I mean, it's been a busy summer, huh?
Dude, for both of us, man. We're running around. What's been new with you? Anything been special or going on?
Dude, I'm just doing student ministry and really focused on that and really excited about the next season of our ministry. So that's kind of winding down some summer stuff and now moving into the – getting ready to go into the fall. So I'm really excited about that. So, yeah, but that was weird because now I felt like you're interviewing me on my podcast.
Dude, I'm just asking you you're my friend, and I'm just asking you a question.
Okay, no, that's good. That's good.
Well, I'm asking you a friend life question.
Yeah, no, that's true. But on a podcast that's going out to many people. And so, so tell me about you. What's going on with you? It's the end of summer. You just came back from a camp trip. So tell me about the camp trip.
Yeah, so I've been youth pastor at a new church for about 2 months now, just a little bit over 2 months. And we just got back Friday from a week-long camp, and there's a history of a lot of kids accidentally getting hurt or like going to hospital. We had zero hospital visits.
Hey, that's a victory right there.
And like parents are like amazed, you know, like that's a big thing. Like we need to treat kids safely and be safe with what we're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a big win, and camp was a blast. Like, I needed a camp. I love camp.
Yeah.
It's like holy ground for me. So it was really good.
Well, and, you know, judging how I know you and everything like that, you know, having no kids get injured at camp, that's a win no matter what. I mean, that's.
Oh, yeah. Then I push it. And I push the limit on some of those things.
You push it, you're safe, but you do push it, and there's some extreme stuff. So that's great that no kids were doing. All right, so tell me, what was a high, or what was a real, other than this, what was a real good high about your camp trip that you just did?
Like for me, actually, I spoke this morning at church on it for a couple minutes, but, like there was a moment like second day in, so we got there Monday. So Tuesday we were there. It was rainy, humid, sticky. There was thunderstorms. So they like canceled the pool time we had early on. And everyone wasn't like miserable, but like people weren't like enthused, you know? And so I made a gut check call, and I pushed chapel, like our evening, just, program time. Back like an hour, and I snuck in and I talked with like the camp people, and we snuck in an hour of pool time because we needed it. And literally the kids went nuts. Like they're all diving in, and it changed like the energy of the whole trip and the whole group, like right then and there. And like for me, like I step aside for a moment. I kind of just want to take it all in and really just reflecting at like that joy and that community and like all the kids just having fun. And the leaders are there, and they're laughing and having fun, and like that's what heaven's like for me.
Yeah,
oh, it's like that, and like Jesus right there with us doing belly flops into the pool, and but like us just having a good time, you know.
See, that's really all. No, that's very cool. And let me ask you this question. Was this a camp that you created in a sense, like you controlled the schedule, or was this a camp that was kind of controlled by other outside forces and you just kind of went there and were processed, been there?
Like 75, 80% me, 20% this other camp.
Okay.
So like we went to a camp that housed it, that ran it. They had a lot of the materials. They kind of hosted a few of the activities. Mm-hmm. But like I set the schedule. I did like the programming in the evening time. I did like the worship band. I did the speaking and the games and all that. So
wait, so you were the worship singer too?
Oh no, you don't want none. You don't want none of that. My wife can sing, not me.
That's awesome. Okay, well let's. Here's how I want to steer the conversation today. You just got back from your camp trip. I want to talk about how you've used camp, in particular this camp trip, using this one as an example, how you're using camp to build momentum during camp. Like, what did you do to get some excitement during camp and then at camp? But then now what are you doing then to take that momentum from camp and to translate into where the next season of your ministry, whatever it is, whatever season of ministry you're going into – is accelerates and there's a lot of energy there. So let's talk about the front end of stuff. What did you do to drive some momentum and excitement there?
Well, for me, really at this camp was fun. Like push fun, mm-hmm. be fun forward. For me, and I know Orange talks about this a lot, but the idea of like fun builds connection.
Yep.
Right? And when we can build connection, then we can start building trust, and that trust is those relationships that we need. Mm-hmm. And that actually, so like fun is that first thing you need. So push fun forward all the time. We're having fun. We're laughing. We're enjoying those moments. Being a little bit silly when we need to. Like there was a rule, like no jumping into the lake. While our leaders accidentally fell into the lake with our students, right? Like it. But like doing something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like it push. Like yes, that's a hard rule, but everyone was safe.
Yeah.
We had leaders there. We had safety. We had a couple of people who are lifeguard certified. Like. Everything was good, and we bent that rule a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's literally everyone's favorite moment.
Yeah.
Like, people go nuts about it, like having a shaving cream war. And I told my ministry leaders, I said, like, people will look at some of the activities we're doing here, and they say, why did you do that? And I mm-hmm. simply for having fun with kids.
Yeah.
That's it. Just to have fun.
Yeah. I agree with that aspect of it. And again, you're still relatively new in your ministry as well. And that I think is an important aspect there because when I actually, this was years ago, I became a youth pastor at a church and I knew a few kids there, my work with wildlife, but, I went there on this camp trip with the idea of, I'm the leader, but I'm also, I need to be able to relate to them and I need to build relationships. And part of that was a fun element that I needed to relate to them.
Yeah.
And that was crucial in my development.
Yeah, exactly. This is the first big thing.
Yeah.
Like people were really feeling me out as a youth pastor. They didn't know what to expect. And to be honest, sometimes I didn't know what to expect from them. Like, I think I had a better expectation and a higher one of the youth and like the leaders than they had for me.
Yeah.
You know, and like just not, they didn't know how I spoke before. And like for me, I enjoy speaking. So like, that was fun. And they're like, that was really good and challenging them. And I also challenged them. Like, if all we have is fun, like we're missing the mark at camp, right? Like, we didn't just come to have a good time. We came to grow our faith and stretch our faith.
Yeah.
And so like that happened too. You know, like we had a lot of kids sharing about how things were challenged about them.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit too. What was your intention speaking wise? Did you have a plan? Did you have a thought of, hey, this is what I want to communicate because of, you know, I'm still relatively new. What was your thought process with your teaching schedule?
So this group itself is very much like very high homeschool culture, which is like typically Christian families for the most part. Yes, there are some that aren't. But our group right now, a lot is. And so they get a lot of head knowledge of who God is and faith.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but like they need to find application and figure out what that next step is for them.
Yeah.
So really, this week's was really the idea of like, God is calling you to do something with your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And like, are you going to pick up the phone? Yeah. And so like a lot of the sermons revolved around like next steps, you know, talking about Peter walking on the water with Jesus, right? Like you are being called out on the water with Jesus. Are you going to be Peter or are you going to be the guy still in the boat?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like a lot of people knock on Peter, but everyone else is still on the boat scared.
Yeah.
And so those kind of ideas, and the idea that, like, this upcoming season, like, we need the hope is that we are becoming an invitation culture to invite the outsiders into us.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much a very homogenous group, but we want to spread that out. We want to get public school kids. We want to get kids from all over the place to know that this is a safe place for them to come, and be present and also learn about Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's the hope. And so kind of setting the tone through camp of that.
Yeah, that's great. So you included an element of fun, relatability there. You had a good message sequence that you really were focusing on, and then really kind of accelerate toward the lesson area, a growth area that you wanted them to get out of for the week. So what else did you do really to maximize some momentum in that camp trip?
Really just spending time with leaders.
Yeah.
So every morning started off with a leaders meeting.
Oh, cool.
Every morning we spent time in prayer. We spent time looking through the day's schedule, and we spent time talking about the small group conversations that happened the night before.
Yeah.
What were the highs for them as leaders? What are they struggling with? We addressed, like, what do we need as a camp in our youth? What are we sensing as team? We have a lot of moms as our leaders, and so, like, even just having that mom, you know, sixth sense of what our kids need. For instance, the kids, we didn't plan it. I didn't schedule it. But we started to do like a 30-minute devotional time every day, like starting day three, and said, hey, go find 30 minutes. And we said that because, like, the kids were getting so much information and intaking it, and they would have small groups to discuss it, but there was not a lot of, like, internalization and, like, processing of that themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, why don't you take 30 minutes each day, find your time, you can go off by yourself, let your leader know where you are, and wrestle with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, one of those shoot from the hips kind of decisions that we make at camp to try and take it to the next level while we're there.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. And I think that, you know, camp time, again, anybody who's been to a camp before, you have that condensed time with students and with leaders, and you have a real chance to maximize that, especially as a new leader.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, using that to leverage this transition into this fall season has been awesome.
Yeah.
Before I get into that, I really want to share that, like, camp for many people is like the mountaintop experience,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, this is, like, where the closest they'll feel to God all year, right? And that's why we look forward to it. And it's almost like a lot of people dread coming back to the valley, right? God's prepared us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, so what I do ministry-wise is after, like, post-camp, try and get some things on the schedule to just reconnect quickly.
Yeah.
And to check in. And so we got back Friday. This Tuesday, we're doing, like, a post-camp hangout. Like,
nice.
Not a ton on the agenda. We have one the week after as well, just to kind of sustain us and to check in on all the kids who are at camp as a whole.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. And then I had my leaders meeting today. So it's been a little bit of a crazy week.
Okay, so you talked a little bit about your kids thing. I think that's really important to get the kids back together and reliving that mountaintop experience and then having some clear next steps. But then you said about a meeting. What's in this meeting that you were talking with your leaders about?
So I really wanted out of camp to start building some trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge, especially with leaders and with youth. We have a strong youth leadership team.
Yeah.
And I need them to trust me, right? I need them to trust me in some hard decisions we need to make for the betterment of the group. I need them to trust me and that I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I need them to trust me in some of the leadership stuff. And I'm new.
Yeah.
So camp was a big trust building time where a lot of the kids come back and said, like, we weren't quite sure, but it was amazing. You know, where we weren't quite sure how you would speak, but it was amazing. Yeah. Or we weren't quite sure how, like, this, and it was, like, good stuff. So this past Sunday, it was really just luck of the draw when everyone can meet. I probably wouldn't do that because it was really tiring.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. Like, we literally got back Friday, then we had I cut it short. I was going to go 6 hours and said, no, let's go four.
Yeah.
And we met for technically 3.5. And we had lunch, and then we spent some time processing camp.
Yeah.
And I just want to do it in a quick way. So what I do is I just give everyone 3 post-it notes. And I said, what are 2 positive things that happened at camp and 1 delta? Delta, meaning change. So what would you change, add, whatever, to camp to make it better? It's just a quick way to get ideas out. It feels a little bit safer sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did a working lunch, so people were eating lunch as they did that.
Yep.
And then we just kind of discuss it, and we think about what can I do to improve camp next time. Yeah. For instance, they loved like the competitions between like the different cabins. Then they're like, how can we make that more? Mm-hmm. They didn't like, there wasn't a ton they didn't like. They didn't like some of the cabin arrangements, which is tough.
Yeah.
Right? The cabin arrangements, which is, you know, I'm new. And so I literally got hired and I'm thrown into camp. And so under a month, you know, a month to 6 weeks, I'm planning a camp, mm-hmm. which, excuse me, like that's a year long thing.
Yeah.
You know, trying to figure that out like for up to a year and get everything registered and go. And so I just said, listen, guys, we planned that out as a team in like under 2 months. We now have a whole year to do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Did that at camp. And then we just got set the culture and set the tone. This upcoming year and what we need to do.
Well, I think you're 100% right on this, Corey. Again, ideally, you know, you don't want to be having a leaders meeting right after a camp trip, like the very next day or 2 days after. But, you know, it is what it is, and you have to get in that time. I mean, listen, I didn't meet with my leaders hardly at all this summer as a big group. But then I got them together last weekend and we had a 4-hour meeting. Again, it was a working meeting. I provided lunch and I provided food, but we covered a lot of ground in what we needed to do for our fall. But in this, I think for you, again, having a leaders meeting to follow up right after a camp trip and really kind of give them the vision, cast the vision, cast where you want to go and get everyone excited. While they're excited, I think that's a really important thing.
Yeah, it was really just building on the momentum. And kept pushing it. Like, I needed the two things. I needed, like, the trust built from camp, and I needed the high experience of camp mm-hmm. to sustain us through a tough conversation.
Yeah.
About where we want to go. And things aren't really – there's not a ton of stuff that's changing, but we're changing a couple of things that have been, you know, important and very culture-based
yeah.
you know, for our group for a while.
They're sacred cows of sorts.
Yes, yes.
Even if it's a weird name or something like that.
Yeah, so, but it's teaching it. Like you know me pretty well of like there is a season in my life where I bulldog change.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're changing no matter what you say, like this what needs to be done. And like I'm trying very hard, right, to do that differently, but like teaching the why behind it.
Yeah.
This is why we need the change.
Yeah.
This is why we need to change the name. Yeah. This is our hope and intention for it. This is why we need to change how small groups run
yeah.
or how small groups are split. And to do that well. And, for the most part, I think everything went well.
Yeah.
Like, I think like a few people got on board and they said, and I asked them like, here, so I had adult and student leaders. We have a very strong student leadership team. So I had both there and I said, what are people going to think about this?
Yeah.
And they wrestled. They're like, you know what? So how I did it was I told them, I announced, I go, we're going to have an awkward conversation for 20 minutes about a big thing. and we're going to wrestle with it together.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what we are going to change, right? I didn't want to leave like debate about it. Like we are changing the name, and I said I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds to just process that, and then we're going to talk.
Yeah,
you know. And I said give, and I waited the 30 seconds, and like two kids raised their hand right away, and they're like, "Can you tell us why you think that?"
Yeah,
you know. And I just said them, and I told them straight up, and they're like, "I agree."
Yeah,
that I like that. Thank you for helping. And like people were like, thank you for like including us in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like feeling empowered to like that you trust us with this too.
Yeah.
You know? So it was a good conversation. You know, setting the tone for small groups, setting the tone for the name, setting. Mm-hmm. We planned out literally September, October, November every week what we're doing.
Cool.
For the most part, and we set our next meeting.
Yeah.
And we're gonna set the tone of meeting every month, and we set that you know right off the bat. And so there's like. Huge wins out of this, you know, 3.5 hour time.
Yeah, see, and that's awesome because it all starts with the camp trip going in. Again, even if you're short changed and you don't have a lot of time to plan the camp trip, that camp trip can be very helpful and create a lot of momentum. But then you got to carry that momentum back to your home area. And it seems like, again, with having a kids meeting and then having a leaders meeting, that really goes to create it. Now you have to continue to – it's like the Nehemiah principle, you know, just keep on reminding people the vision, cast the vision, keep on driving things.
That was a huge thing for camp too.
Yeah.
Was I kept saying it's like we get into these mountaintop experiences, but Moses often says the Israelites, right, God speaking to Moses, he's like, remember this.
Yeah.
You're going to forget this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so speaking on that today and like something that we did and I gave the kids – the first night of camp are these, I literally just went to Michael's and I bought a thing of yarn, red yarn. I cut them, you know, enough for everyone to have one bracelet and I put a knot in the middle of it.
Mm.
And the idea is like, and the hope was that every time this gets, that knot gets off the center of your wrist, that you just kind of pull it back to the center and pause for that moment of the day that you notice it.
Yeah.
And just like pray or thank God or just get centered on him. And like kids have said, like, that's one of their favorite things they've ever gotten.
That's cool.
Was there something, a small little token? And so like kids, I'm getting pictures of them, and like what I would do for the groups that week when I prayed, I just say, let's get centered.
Yeah.
You know, we'd transition from a high game to like the speaking time. Let's get centered.
Yeah.
You know? And like, they would all kind of move it around. So it was cool.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. Well, Corey, that sounds like you've done a great job with camp. It seems like you've kind of followed up really well. And again, I think this is a good formula for how to create momentum and drive it throughout the next season of your ministry. Whether you take a fall trip or winter trip or spring or summer trip, you can use that camp trip to create momentum and then bring it back home. So I think you did a fantastic job. It'll be exciting to hear stories as you kind of develop that group and what
totally figuring it out, man.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, that's good. One day at a time. So, well, before I let you go, again, the last time I had you on, you were blogging at a different site. You made a little rebrand. Tell us a little bit about that and where people can find you now.
So I've been I rebranded under rallyyouth.com. And rallyyouth.com, for those beforehand, is an offshoot of that Misfit Men that it was. And Rally Youth really is starting to become kind of like, how can I individually help ministries reach a lot of the youth in communities that are often overlooked? So the marginalized youth, the ones in the margins and on the outside. So doing a lot of work with organizations here in Rochester and doing a lot of work with some churches to help do that. So that's rallyyouth.com, and I'm trying to put up a ton of free resources.
Yes.
And so one of those resources that I want to make sure that we can share, because I don't know what noise you're making, but it's distracting.
Okay.
There's something over there.
I was doing a fidget spinner with my Batman fidget spinner. I didn't realize that you could hear that.
Dude, that's so loud, and it's definitely on the podcast now.
Yeah.
But so one of the resources I do want to share is working a little bit even with you. And you know this, but working towards like a fall checklist.
Yes.
So maybe you just got back from camp. You're like, oh no, you know, ministry's starting in a week, in a month. What do I have to do to prepare for it? What are some things that I'd be looking forward? So tomorrow I'm going to be up on rallyyouth.com. There's a link to resources, a little tab there, a bunch of free resources. One of them's going to be like a fall kickoff checklist.
Yeah.
If anything, there's a lot of different programs out there, not just ministry-wise, but just youth programs in your communities that might be seeing that as a helpful checklist as we start off our new year, new school year.
Yeah, and I've seen your checklist because you and I talked about it, and I would say even if your fall has already started, this is a checklist that you want to download just because it keeps you focused on the fall, because the fall is a long season. I mean, it covers a lot of stuff, and there's lots of things that you can do in the fall. This helps you get going, and then it also helps you also check it off and say, hey, did I do this yet? Oh, crud, I need to do this if not. So it's good.
Yeah, there's a lot of different stuff for your ministry, for what you're doing to engage the community, and for yourself as a leader.
Yeah. So I will have all the links to those that you can check, and also have Corey. Corey's still tweeting at Big Sully, big_Sully55. But he's also got Rally Youth instead of Misfits. So I will update all that for you guys, and you guys can just click on the show notes. So that'd be good. All right, Corey.
All right. See you, Pop. I'll catch you later.
It was fun. Fun while it lasted.
So, yep. And now I'm glad it's ended.
I'm not. All right. See you later, man.
See you. Bye.
All right. So there you have it. My conversation with Corey. Love catching up with him and love seeing how God is using him in his ministry role there and how he's going to be using this camp trip that he just got back from for his benefit and for the ministry to grow and build momentum off of it. So I'm really excited to hear how that is going and how that will continue to progress throughout the year. But I would love to hear from you. How have you built momentum over a camp trip? Like what have you done after the fact? Or even actually, what did you do before, during, and after the camp trip that helped you build and create that momentum that springboarded you into a great growth period in your ministry? I would love to hear from you on that. So hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. Let's continue the conversation on there. All right, heroes. Well, thanks so much for joining me. And as always, if you enjoyed the podcast, definitely refer it to some people and tell people about it, but also go to iTunes and subscribe to it, or you can go to ymsidekick.com and
subscribe to it there. There's a Google Play on there, and you can also check out my blog and some vlogs, as well as my Twitter ebook and some additional resources I have coming out in the very near future. There's some already there, but then there's some more coming out, so you can check it all out there at ymsidekick.com. All right, here is why. I hope you have a great rest of the day. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and until next time, have a great one.